Ladies and gentlemen, it's Miss Connection Wednesday on WIXX, brought to you by OptiVision, where LASIK is $13.50 on, regardless of your prescription. Call them today, 1-800-20-HAPPY.
To the stunning female in Sturgeon Bay, I hope you see this. But my wife and I were in to look at phones. And you kept flirting with me. My wife and I have an open, inviting relationship and would like to get to know you more. You mentioned about just starting in Sturgeon Bay, transferring from another spot, yada yada. Tell me that spot, and I know it's you. I know you have kids, so let's make more.
Oh my God.
I know my wife would enjoy you as well. I was the guy who looks like Hulk Hogan in the face and has the body of a watermelon. Hope to see you soon. How flattering.
Well,
huh?
That's a very attractive picture there.
Take a selfie. We'd like to see that. My wife.
A BP in Kakana. See you most nights when you're working in the gas station. Your high colored hair and a cross on finger. I think you're super sexy. I would love to see if you're available. Maybe we can talk and go from there. This is a long shot, but worth a try.
Yeah, that's a long shot.
We'll stay with the BP. This time in Oshkosh.
All right.
Hi. I was in last night, 3/5. When you gave me change, you said, you already knew that. A little later in the evening, I think I caught your name. Did I? I have to say you have the most amazing, beautiful eyes I've ever seen. It's like looking into the universe, looking into your eyes. It is said that the eyes are the gateway to the soul. I can't help but feel that is true for you. Your slight smile was as beautiful as those eyes. I am not professing love. I don't believe in true love. But what I do believe in is that sometimes, when you see someone, you know they can play an important part in your life.
Yes.
If you are she or know her, I'd like to, if anything, talk to you. I found you intriguing, to say the least. If you do reply, I was wearing a tie. So tell me if you remember what color shirt I was wearing.
So this is someone who hung out all night at the BP?
Yeah, at the BP.
When you call the cops at some point?
A little later in the evening, I caught you. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, gas and a car wash and a Clark bar. It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah. A lot of things happen at gas stations because we got the quick trip by Salty's.
Oh, there we go.
I saw you when I stepped out of my truck. Green top, jeans, and a classy swagger all over you. If you see this, message me. You decide how to present it. I'll know it's you.
Missed again. I seen you again. You showed up wearing them stretch pants with a sweater that came down. AC/DC covering your beautiful tight butt. Third timer, you walked in front of me. Half a dozen times we had eye contact, several of those. I know you keep dressing sexy because you like me watching you. And yet, you always smile at me. This next time we meet, be sure to send me a promising signal. I'll be watching and waiting for it.
So this has happened several times, but yet the only way we can make contact is this way.
If you send a promising signal, Murphy. As you walk by me several dozen times, there's no possible way I could say hi to you.
None.
I can only admire the AC/DC covering your beautiful butt.
I dare not speak to you.
Yes. I will not mention you unless you send me a promising signal, which will be interpreted errantly in many different ways.
To the beautiful man at Walmart. I've been reading these ads for a few months now and have even answered a few. But today, as I was out shopping, I saw what can only be described as the most beautiful man I have ever seen. I have little hope that you will ever read this, but I simply had to post. It was around 2 o'clock and I was in the self-checkouts. I did not see you behind me, but when you walked past me and you just registered to my left, I literally dyed. You have the most beautiful hair and the most handsome face I have seen in a very long time. You looked amazing in your black suit. I'm normally shy and would never say anything, but I wish I had at least smiled. Instead, I put my head down and walked as fast as I could. Then I see you in front of me at the light, and I literally die yet again. You had a Packer license plate, and I knew it was fate. I told myself I would follow you, and if you stopped, I would stop and figure a way to talk to you, but you didn't. You turned on a 41, and that was that. I literally started to cry at the thought of never being able to see you again, which is why I am posting this ad with the faith that you saw me too and were too shy to say something to me. Please understand, this is not normally something I would do, but my heart is crying for you and the chance that you will read this. So if this is you, please send me an email and tell me what color SUV you have. I know I'm probably out of your league, but hopefully your personality is hopefully as beautiful as you are, and you will be able to see past me and get to know me. By the way, I'm in my early 40s going to university to be a school teacher. And let me tell you,
really, that's
a Packer license plate in the area.
Right.
I know who that is. I'm going to call him right now.
Fairly rare.
In these shops.
Smith's Connections Wednesday brought to you by Optivision.
Life. I need some advice. Oh, that's right. That's right. We'll leave it. Hold on.
All right.
Or he can read it. No. That's our last one.
No, forget it. Is this the last one or not?
Right.
Yeah, is it the last one?
Is it? Murphy, well, tell me.
Yes, do it.
Okay.
Then give when it your spouse him. Cheats and lies. I tried to get past it. I tried. I could have, but the trust was gone. She just continues to cheat and lie. I tolerated for the kids' sake, but because I did, she became understandably crabby. She, in turn, pointed out all of my flaws and crabbiness to all of our friends and family. Basically, turned me into the butt. I guess I'm a butt. My real question is, what is she? Would life, like, do this? Would, like, feed back? I don't know. I can't come up with a word fitting enough. P.S. She did not tell the friends and family that she was messing around or tell them that she was not trying to hide it from me.
That's, we're done?
Yeah.
Yep.
P.S. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we are.
Postscript. Is there more I need to say? I guess I'm a butt.
Misconnection Wednesday brought to you by Optivision. Call them 1-800-20-HAPPY today. All right.